1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin has joined a multi-state coalition in supporting a Minnesota lawsuit seeking to force the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency to reduce its presence in the state. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison filed the lawsuit earlier this month after an ICE agent fatally shot 37-year-old Renee Good in Minneapolis. Last week, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and nearly 20 other attorneys general filed an amicus brief arguing the agency is violating Minnesota's sovereignty under the 10th Amendment of the Constitution and calling its conduct extreme. The lawsuit calls on ICE to reduce its operations in Minnesota and end unlawful behavior like arresting or threatening innocent bystanders, the use of force against peaceful protesters, and carrying out enforcement actions at sensitive locations like schools and churches. According to a WPR report, Attorney General Call argued that state-level authority is under attack in Minnesota by the agency's militarized presence. He also called for a full investigation into the fatal shooting of 37-year-old Alex Preddy by Border Patrol agents over the weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has confirmed the first case of measles in the state this year. According to a press release, the measles case was confirmed in a Waukesha County resident on Monday. They believe that individual was infected while traveling internationally and are now working with Waukesha County Health and Human Services to notify anyone else who may have been exposed to the virus. As of Tuesday, the Department of Health Services has not identified any other exposures to measles. Measles is highly contagious and can infect 90% of people who come into contact with it if they are not vaccinated. Symptoms like high fevers, conjunctivitis, and a rash with raised bumps can develop within 3 weeks. It can also cause more serious health complications like brain damage and can even be deadly. Measles outbreaks have become more common over recent years, both nationally and internationally, as vaccination rates decline. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services recommends that residents check their MMR vaccination status with their healthcare provider. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers at home against the Minnesota Gophers. Wisconsin with a record of 14-6. The Gophers at 500 with an overall record of 10-10. Marquette with a victory 86-62 over the Creighton Blue Jays. Perhaps the best performance of the year so far for the Golden Eagles. Head coach Shaka Smart.
We guarded the pick and roll well. We rotated well. Obviously, it helps to shoot 69% from the field in the first half. But I thought that there was a connection between our guys. Aggressiveness.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the 76ers, 139-122. Kyle Kuzma limping off the court fourth quarter, but said it was just a leg cramp. NFL, Packers quarterback coach Sean Mannion to interview with the Eagles for their offensive coordinator job. In Pittsburgh, Mike McCarthy introduced as the new head coach of the Steelers.
Do you want Aaron Rodgers back as your quarterback next year?
I mean, definitely. I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't.
That's Steelers head coach Mike McCarthy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 12 this afternoon. The wind west at about 5 to 15 will keep the wind chill hovering around zero here for most of the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 6 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.